As the need to ward off scams and identity theft ever increases, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is now required to remove Social Security numbers from all Medicare cards by April of 2019. Hi, I'm Tara Solomon-Smith, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with K-State Research and Extensions, Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Wilson, and Montgomery Counties, with today's K-State Research and Extension Minute. The new Medicare cards will use a unique, randomly assigned number and will begin to be mailed next month. Kansas residents are in the third wave of mailings and can expect theirs after June of this year. Here are some things to know about your new Medicare card. It will automatically come to you. You don't need to do anything as long as your address is up to date. Your Medicare coverage and benefits will stay the same. Your card may arrive at a different time than your friends or neighbors. Once you get your new Medicare card, destroy your old card and start using your new Medicare card right away. Only give your new number to healthcare providers or people you trust to work with Medicare on your behalf. There will also be a 21-month transition period where providers will be able to use either the new or old numbers to further ease this transition. For your Wildcat Extension District, this has been Tara Solomon-Smith with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.